Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. Hey Chris, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey Dave, good to be back. So this week's stargazers, the planet Venus, will be bright throughout the evening until it sets in the west just after 9 p.m. The moon is beginning to wane this week, and so we can expect a return to dark skies by week's end.
This week, you've got an update on a controversial satellite project that we have heard about previously on Stargazer.
Yes, Project Starlink, that ambitious venture by SpaceX to deliver broadband internet to the whole planet, launching thousands of small satellites into space that will act as a giant communications network. Starlink has been the source of a great deal of controversy due to the fact that its satellites are visible from the Earth and have been interfering with astronomical imaging and will potentially disrupt the night sky for everybody on Earth. Now, though, Starlink is facing potential legal action.
This is such a wild story. So who's putting this together?
Well, this is a group of astronomers, dark sky advocates, and concerned citizens. They're preparing a challenge that will force SpaceX and others to enact a sort of environmental impact statement.
And there are already a bunch of these they've shot up there. Would it affect those?
It would not. Right now, there's 250 up there at the moment, and they will stay up there until the end of their lifetime.
There's no way to bring them down, huh?
Unfortunately not. And they're going to take the case to the International Court of Justice. And there they will argue that the night sky is a shared human right under the World Heritage Convention. They will also file a case with the Federal Communications Commission.
Are they going to try to stop the deployment of more of these, or maybe get a modified design that would be less of a hassle?
Yeah, this is a temporary stop on the situation. What they want is for a proper assessment to be conducted into the impact of these mega constellations. The question basically comes down to this. Do we want to protect our most sacred shared cultural resource, or do we want a worldwide internet connection?
And these satellites, they're tiny.
They're about the size of a refrigerator. That's actually very small. Most satellites up there, especially communications ones, are about the size of a school bus.
They really affect people's viewing.
Exactly. The reflective coating on the satellites means that as soon as the sunlight catches them, they can be ablaze in the night sky.
Well, we'll be looking for your follow-up on that. And Christopher Phillips, of course. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer, which is kept at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.